Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? This is Zarina Hameen, your host of Maybe, Just Maybe It's Me. Maybe it's just me. I, again, am your host, Zarina Hameen. I'm happy to be here with you for Season 1, Episode 3. And this is going to be a really interesting topic that, as I mentioned on our last episode, a lot of these ideas come from just what's going on in the world and things that we kind of ask ourselves every day, kind of, you know, is it just me? Am I the only one thinking this? Or are all these things happening and I'm the only one discussing them? So that's what inspired the title of this podcast and this radio show, to kind of give you some kind of idea here that, one, it's not just you, and two, to kind of discuss them in a conversation piece. I will be doing most of the talking, obviously, as your host, but kind of giving some kind of background to a lot of subjects and a lot of things that's going on in the world today, with not just random conversation, but backing it up with facts, statistics. We're going to have some great guest hosts that we have lined up coming on in future episodes, but to really dive into these topics and explore them, not only for our personal knowledge, but as we move forward, whether it's forward in your personal life, your spiritual life, your career, any causes or issues of social advocacy, we're here for that. So we pick these topics basically under all of those subjects, and they're usually inspired by something. So today's episode is called, Are You an Entrepreneur or a Small Business Owner? And it sounds pretty simple, but it's not. And the way that the inspiration behind this episode came from kind of the pandemic. We've seen the one thing that, outside of being sick and it being a pandemic and the COVID-19 virus and all of that, one thing that it woke us up to this pandemic is that nothing is secure, right, especially professionally. You know, a lot of jobs were shut down, especially in the very beginning, you know, restaurants were shut down, businesses were shut down, and we just went into full quarantine. And then what we've seen over the year of the being in this pandemic is things started to slowly open back up, right? So thank God for technology, because as a result of technology, even though, for example, restaurants, they praise technology now, even though people couldn't physically come in and order food or sit down, they had internet platforms, the online platforms, where they could still deliver, get food delivered. They could still keep their businesses profitable through online delivery services. And so that was literally the saving grace. And it wasn't the saving grace for everyone. A lot of people didn't have, especially a lot of small restaurants, didn't have the capabilities or the staff or things like that to keep it going. So even though it was a saving grace for many, we did see, unfortunately, a lot of businesses that have been around forever having no choice but to shut down permanently. And that was very hard to see, in addition to everything else. We also weren't able to meet in big spaces. So you saw, again, technology step in, and we got to see, you know, people were having virtual events and virtual conferences and things like that. Another area is that we were able to see, we weren't able to go into the office. People who worked in, you know, more of a professional realm, offices, you know, the industry buildings, things like that, they weren't able to go in. So what stepped in? Again, technology, the platform, the telehealth, you know, if you needed to go to the doctor or anything like that, and you couldn't do that at that time, you were able to have telehealth with your doctors, which is still going on. All of this is still going on. Or you were able to have meeting rooms. Zoom blew up. I remember when I started using Zoom, very few people knew about it. Now Zoom is everything. There's very few people who don't know about it, right? So you saw all of these things happening. But what the biggest to me in my kind of realm, in my space, was that everyone was like, hey, listen, you know, having a 9-to-5 isn't enough, because, you know, what this pandemic has shown us is that it's not secure. Like, what if my restaurant went out of business and I no longer have a job if I'm a waitress? Or if my company didn't survive the downturn, the economic downturn that came with the pandemic, and I lost my job, what am I going to do? I don't have savings. I don't have enough to just stop working for months or a year at a time. So what came out of that was okay, I need to have some kind of business of my own, whether I'm being a freelancer, whether I'm starting a company, I'm developing a product, I have to do something. Some people were like, hey, I can keep my regular job, but I need to have something. I need to have, you know, multiple streams of revenue, which was infuriating to me because I've always said that, but sometimes it takes an emergency situation for people to really wake up to what they should have already been doing. So a lot of people call those side hustles. I despise that term. I think it's an insult to people who actually run businesses that, you know, it's not a hustle. One, hustle is a verb. a business, you know, having a location in a business is a noun. Hustle is a verb. It's an action based off working. So if you're hustling, it's something you're doing. It's an action that you're giving off for whatever, another foundation. So that's just me in my English area. But in addition, you know, I don't run a hustle. I run a business. So I don't use the word side hustle. However, whatever you want to call it, everyone knew that it was time to branch out and realize that their safety zone had been disrupted and it was something that needed to be done. So you saw this rise in entrepreneurship and people trying to open up businesses online because you couldn't do it physically. And at one point I had someone ask me, they were like, a lot of these things are falling apart because I don't think people know the difference. And then out of COVID, you had all this emergency COVID funding that started coming out. And a lot of them were for small businesses and people who were starting businesses and businesses, you know, black-owned businesses, green-owned businesses, things like that. And they started applying for all this money. And like, great, you know, all of these grants are coming out and all this emergency COVID relief. And then in addition to all of that, the Black Lives Matter thing kind of blowing out of control with a lot of the events of 2020. You know, you saw a lot of businesses giving money specifically for black-owned businesses to build or create or thrive. So all of these businesses, and a lot of people even in my own circle, you know, are applying for this money left and right, and they were being denied. And so there was a lot of talk online, like, oh, you know, even though they say they're targeting, you know, black businesses or green businesses and all this, you know, they're not giving us the money. It's racial disparity. It's blah, blah, blah. And I had a very unpopular belief, but I knew it was true, is that it's not that they're discriminating. You know, they put it out specifically for if it's COVID emergency relief, they want businesses. They want to help small businesses. If they put it out for black businesses, they want to help businesses. The reality is you don't know which one you have. So if you don't know the difference, then it's clear that you're not outlining that on the grant application. And if you don't have the requirements of both or each or whatever one you're going for, you will be denied. So first things first, to be a small business in America, which a lot of people don't know, you think just because you're selling something online or you have an LLC that qualifies you as a small business. That is not what qualifies you as a small business. The U.S. Small Business Administration counts companies with as much as 35.5 million in sales and 1,500 employees as a small business. Now to us, that's a huge business, right? If you're making millions of dollars and you have 1,500 employees, that's not a small business. That's a business. Well, you're wrong. In the eyes of the United States and the requirements to be a small business, that's still considered small businesses, depending on the industry. So outside government companies with at least 7 million in sales and fewer than 500 employees are still considered small businesses. Now, the minimum is what we have to look at, okay? So, again, people are going for all these loans and all of this. They don't understand the definition of small business. So let me kind of outline that. So the definition of a small business is, depending on the industry, a small business can be, you know, let's do the range. A small business can be defined as a business with a maximum of 250 employees or a maximum of 1,500. And they're privately owned corporations, partnerships, or sole proprietorships that have less revenue than larger businesses. However, if you have fewer than those things, and you're not making at least $100K plus, then you're not seen as a small business yet. See, so there's different definitions of what it looks like to be a small business. So if you are not generating revenue, you are not a small business. And if that revenue isn't within that grant. So, you know, a lot of places, you know, they'll say, okay, you can be making $0K, then you're seen as a startup or early stage idea business. You're not a small business. So when people are applying for small business grants, when they're looking at the requirements of the definition of small business, that's what they're looking for, and that's who they're funding. If you don't have an LLC, or, you know, some places that, you know, even if you are generating revenue and you do have, you know, all the other classifications, some grantors are like, oh, but you have to have an LLC. They won't even take a sole proprietorship. Even if you meet up all the other terms, they expect you to be incorporated and not just a sole proprietor. So it depends on what grant applications of funding you're looking for or how you're trying to build a business and what that looks like, and it depends heavily on these definitions. So that's what it takes to be a small business in America, is that you need to be generating revenue. There's a wide range, but it's usually, from my personal experience, you need to be at least generating, you know, you need to be generating at least at the bare minimum 50K, and that's in revenue, and again, we're going to do another episode on what that looks like, generating revenue versus bringing in money, because you still have to pay yourself, you still have the operational costs, et cetera. I'll get into that in a later episode. But for the most part, you know, 50 to 100K, and it can go up to millions, and that is what it looks like. And you're generating revenue, you have certain amount of employees, the certain entity status, LLCs, S-Corp, sole proprietor, that's a business, okay? If you're not doing that, then you want to focus on being an entrepreneur, and that's a totally different story. You want to focus on being an entrepreneur if you're not that. So that's a totally different story. So if you're going for grants as an entrepreneur, there's different things. So let me give you really quickly the difference, okay, just so you understand the difference between small businesses and entrepreneurs. Small business owners have a great idea, right? So they put their idea to work. They know their business. They know their target audience. They know what will make customers happy. They go from there. Entrepreneurs have big ideas. They dream big. They think big. They come up with ideas that haven't been tested yet, diagnosed, or worked through. A lot of times the idea is kind of still forming, and they're putting the pieces together to build whatever they're going. A lot of these are product developers. A lot of product developers are seen as more entrepreneurs. Technology businesses are usually entrepreneurs because they're focusing on products. Small business owners hold steady. Here we go again. See, small business owners, they're going by the formula, right? So they like to know what's coming next or where it's coming from. They make calculated decisions where the outcome is clear. The result may be huge, but it will typically keep them moving forward. Entrepreneurs are more risk takers. They love risk. They're driven by the idea. So you want to focus on that idea. And then small business owners think about things they need to finish in a week. They're very tactical, very diligent, very meticulous in every action. Entrepreneurs, they're thinking ahead 6 months. Small businesses, our owners are sentimental with their business. They're always focused on scaling. And entrepreneurs focus on scaling as well. That's where they're similar. So these are the things you have to look at. What do you look like as a business, or are you a business, or are you an entrepreneur? I want to hear your thoughts. What did you think? You know, if you have already started a business or if you're thinking of starting a business, does this make sense to you? What did you think it looked like, and did you know the difference between entrepreneurship and being an entrepreneur and being a small business owner? And people are failing at this COVID crisis trying to build something else so that they have a multiple stream of revenue, and they're failing at it because they think they're running one thing and they're running another. And then they're not getting the funding because they're applying for the wrong funding. I want to hear from you guys. You let me know what you think. Please reach out to us on our Facebook group at Real Rants Radio. Leave your comments, suggestions. You can also comment here. And let us know what you're thinking. And we'll address it in our Q&A live cast on Facebook Live. And we'll post about all of that. And we'll also post about the next episode. We'll have a second part, too, to this. But I want to hear your thoughts. So I'm looking forward to all the comments. I'm looking forward to addressing them. Okay, so everyone, I hope you're well. Again, are you an entrepreneur or a small business owner? We want to hear from you. I'm Zarina, your host. You guys have a good one.